Okay. Ready when you are.
All right. Welcome to the second episode of... I forgot the name of it. Is it Shut Up and Listen?
I'm gonna take a line from another podcast, and it's starting off well.
Oh, yeah. That's from our old one.
Yeah. Props to Cordell for that.
Yeah. Hey, did you do your homework?
Yes.
So you have stupid books by dumb people?
Oh, no, but I can find some.
You're going to have to Google that.
I can Google it. I'm good at Googling.
Are you doing it now?
Yep, I'm going to do it now.
Good.
Actually, I'm going to look up those books I showed you guys. You and Cordell at the IHOP.
I can't remember what books are those.
These books actually exist. So when we get to it, I already have it queued right here.
Oh, is that the one with all the weird...
Oh, yeah.
I took one of those Facebook quizzes because I'm addicted to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've done, like, the Princess one. I can't remember which one I am. I've done the Avengers one, and I was like... Or I've done the Superheroes one. I was Wonder Woman.
You kind of have the figure.
Yeah. And then... But I did one for kids' books, and I think I got... Everyone poops, which is so ironic for me because that's something I wouldn't, you know,
well, you even read. You learned something about yourself. It was a learning experience for you.
Yeah. Apparently everyone poops. Even animals.
Except hot chicks. Hot chicks do not.
They don't.
Nope. True fact. Proven fact, I think. I think it's been proven.
It's been a study. I don't know what we're going to talk about tonight.
Let's talk about how bad I need a microphone stand for a second.
I think I have another one.
But it would be way down there. I need a boom stand. I'm making a motion with my hands for everyone that's listening to see.
Damn it, I keep fucking doing that.
You should turn your screensaver off or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it still recording?
Yep, still going. Yay. We're still good.
Hey, can I address our guest real quick?
Yeah.
You should reach over there and touch his keyboard or little mouse pad thing every so often.
Because I forget and it always shuts off.
No.
All
right. Should we introduce our guest?
Yeah, let's do it.
Would you like to do it or would you like me to do it?
Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
All right. Our guest is... Katie, say hi.
Hey.
Hey. Katie is Japanese. It's actually short for Katasura Monikoka, but we just call her Katie for short.
There are no, like, key sounds there.
No. That's Chinese stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Boom. There's a difference.
It's a weird transition.
So we'll probably be asking you some Japanese-related questions along the way.
Oh, great.
Just to learn a little about you and your personality and culture.
Culture.
So get ready for that.
Does everyone know karate?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. Where do you want to begin, Jeff?
Well, it's a good question. I haven't looked up my lyrics yet. I need to do that. You can
Oh, man. I could come up with some lyrics. Actually, I might have some... Already up. Oh yeah.
For some reason, I have Iron Butterfly Inagata DaVita pulled up on my phone.
Question is, why wouldn't you?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
The thing I like about that is I saw one episode of The Simpsons where Bart changed the church music to that.
Yeah.
And Homer was like belting it out.
Yeah. I missed that show. I haven't watched it in forever.
Yeah, once they started making Homer the focus instead of Bart, I started liking it a lot better.
Yeah. Man, I remember the old Bart Simpson t-shirts from elementary school and middle school. We should get some of those. We should start wearing those.
Like Bart Man?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I forgot to put lyrics.
Oh. Did you even prepare for this, Jeff?
Nope. Kind of winging it.
Yeah, I'm going to take another drink.
What? I don't even know who the hell that is.
All right, it's time for a Katie question.
Okay.
So, Jeff already kind of touched on it, but I would say, out of all the martial arts that you are proficient in, what do you think is your favorite?
I'm going to say karate.
Karate, yeah. Yes. I figured that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
Native. I actually have some boards, so later we'll break some if we have the time.
Do you have any bricks? I'm past the whole board thing.
Cement, that works.
Jeff, I'm gonna do this so she can't hear me, but she's still just a girl, okay?
Mm. Okay.
So, you can't expect too much out of her breaking bricks.
But she's the only Japanese one here.
That's true.
What was that song? Think I'm Turning Japanese? Pretty sure I've done that.
I don't know that one. That might be a good lyrics entry for later tonight or later in the future time.
Okay, I pulled up some lyrics, and since you've never really listened to a show before, or
shame,
just a bits of it, I usually pick lyrics that inspire people or have life lessons.
Very uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a complete lie. It's called, "We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off to Have Fun."
That is misleading.
"Not a word from your lips. You just took for granted that I want a skinny dip. A quick hit. That's your game. But I'm not a piece of meat." Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
"Stimulate my brain." Yeah, don't care about that. Not one bit. "The night is young, so are we. Let's get to know each other slow and easily." This guy is just a liar. You want it quick and fast.
He's playing a game.
Yeah.
It's all part of the game, I think.
"And I lost my place and you stupid computer."
Oh, I failed.
Katie did not. That's my fault. You're going to have to fall on your sword later. That's what they do.
"Take my hand, let's hit the floor. Shake your body to the music. Maybe then you'll score."
Mm.
The depth of these lyrics.
Amazing.
Probably took him at least 2 minutes to come up with.
At least they rhyme.
Barely. Okay, I'm just going to go to the chorus, because it's really the only part I care about.
Okay.
And this one part you'll truly appreciate.
I already appreciate most of it. So.
"We don't have to take our clothes off." That's the part you would appreciate.
Can I just do that randomly?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
"Oh, and drink some cherry wine." That works.
Cherry wine,
"We can dance
good.
And party all night and drink some cherry wine." Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says "nah" like 57 times.
What's up with "nah" in these songs?
It's like every crappy song I pick. Like, the only good song with "nah" in it is "Hey Jude."
That's exactly right.
And I'm already over those lyrics, so I'm done.
I'm inspired to actually take my clothes off to see if it's true. I'm not having very much fun right now.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have very much fun if you took your clothes off.
Katie might. Not sure about her culture, what her culture feels about nudity, but it's Japan. They're kind of different.
A little reserved.
They have a weird humor.
They are. Have you seen those game shows?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have.
Pretty interesting. Oh, this is a good one. Can I go ahead and do some lyrics?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is... do you guys know who Bando Jones is?
Hell no.
No.
No, not big overseas.
Or NCs.
Underseas. Overseas. Under is the opposite of overseas. Yeah, underseas. This is Bando Jones, "Sex You." "All these raindrops falling on my window got me wishing that we did the things we didn't do.
What?
And right now, I want to sex you, baby. Has anybody sexed you lately? Got all these hoes calling asking me to come through. Asking me to come through." It's poetic.
When people repeat themselves in case I don't catch it the first time.
I mean, I feel like I've actually heard this song before.
I'm assuming it's rap because I heard hoes in it. Usually country or rock don't use the word hoes.
That's true. Very true.
What they don't know is it all just makes me want to call you and ask you if I can sex you, lady. Can we do it until we both look crazy? Baby, you know I'm from Atlanta. What?
Okay.
It's totally a rap song.
What's it matter?
And they raised me like a pimp.
Oh, okay.
Raised me like a pimp. Raised me like a pimp.
Oh, well, good. I wasn't sure what he said the first two times.
And there's a lot of girls out there, and I could have all of them, but I don't want none of them, which means he wants all of them,
wouldn't
right?
Wouldn't it be any?
Yeah, he don't want none, which means he wants all of them. I only want one of them. All I want to do is sex you, baby. I want to know, have you had any good sex lately?
Oh. That inspired me.
Have you had any good sex lately? Sex, have you had it? Sex, good sex. Sex, have you had it? All these raindrops falling out my window.
I don't get that.
I think she's a little slow.
I think I'm a little slow because I don't fucking get it. What do the raindrops mean?
Why are they falling out the window?
How the hell does that happen?
Oh, they're out the window? Yes. I think he's crying.
Oh.
Well, how can he be a pimp if
he's crying?
He's so pimp
that he's the clouds now and he just cries rain.
Before they were on the window, now they're out the window. So.
And they were hoes, but now they're girls.
Yeah.
Or, so is she a hoe or a girl?
Or even a lady.
She's the only one.
I'm so confused by this song. Wouldn't a pimp want more than one lady?
Yeah, I would think so. Well, he says he don't want none, which means he wants... I don't know. Yeah, it's confusing.
What's his name again? Banjo-Kazooie?
No, if it were Banjo-Kazooie, I might actually listen to it. Bando Jones.
Same thing.
Yeah.
No, actually, Banjo-Kazooie is probably way cooler.
Probably way cooler. I'd probably listen to it then.
All right.
I could pull it up on here, but no one would hear it. Those are my lyrics, and man, I'm very inspired.
Man, I totally didn't prepare for this at all, because I wrote, look up Samuel L. Jackson famous movie quotes, yet I still haven't.
We could IMDb that.
Yeah. Are we all looking up quotes, or some lyrics, I mean? I'll look some up.
Yeah, we can.
Is there a specific topic? I mean, both of yours have been about sex, but...
Yeah, I mean... Pretty much we find some that just are inspiring and dumb.
Okay.
More dumb than anything.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much anything by Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's IMDb. I'll just start doing famous quotes. I don't even care what they are. I'll just start doing famous quotes of Samuel L. Jackson. You talking to me, motherfucker?
Actually, I am.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a motherfucker. My mom always said life is like a motherfucking box of chocolates.
These all sound like Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes, these are as Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, I gotcha.
Won't you excuse me for a moment while I slip into something a little more motherfucking comfortable? Huh, that's from Blazing Saddles.
Mm.
I'll be back, motherfucker.
You gotta do some Top Gun ones. In honor of me.
Bond. James motherfucking Bond.
That's a good one. I'm a Bond fan.
Hasta la motherfucking vista, baby.
Oh, man. You can hear my computer. I should probably turn it off.
I think I did this one on... Some of these on another podcast, but whatever. Motherfucker, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
That would have been fantastic. That would have been amazing.
May the motherfucking force be with you.
Yeah, that works.
Still, my favorite from the last one was, Luke, I'm your motherfucker, because it's true.
It is true.
My motherfucking precious.
It would have been a lot better if he had played Gollum instead of Andy Serkis.
It's true. See, I can't even do the Tony Montana one because motherfucker's in it 18 times.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same. I mean, it would be the same, but then it wouldn't be the same.
Wax on, motherfucker. Wax off, motherfucker.
Katie's too young for that one. But it has to do with karate, so maybe she knows. Maybe she watched that in her training.
Absolutely. Learned a lot from that.
Mr. Miyagi's awesome.
Yeah, he's dead too, isn't he? I think he's dead.
Probably. Oh. Saved it. Computer almost. Yeah. I just gave up on Katie helping out.
She's playing with her phone.
It's not right in front of me.
Just reach over and
just push me out of the way. Quotes.
She put her phone down for a little.
She's looking up lyrics.
I'm looking up lyrics.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, he died in 2005. There you go. 73.
Well, that ruined my day.
What?
I didn't know he was dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Pat Morita. Pat Morita, 1932 to 2005.
It's been a while.
I heard an awesome story about him being on the sidelines, wasted. Brett Favre was like, "Hey, look, Mr. Miyagi." Brett Favre, I'm sorry.
Favre, yeah. Get it right. This picture on... Don't look, Jeff, but this picture on IMDb is disturbing. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Wow. Yee.
A little bit.
Guillermo del Toro, whoever he is. I know who he is. I'm just joking.
Man, the Top Gun quotes are long.
Oh, can I use a Top Gun quote to respond to that?
Yeah.
Okay, say that line again.
What the fuck? These Top Gun quotes are really long.
Yeah, so is my Johnson. Wolfman says that. No, Slider says that. The list is long and distinguished. Yeah, well, so is my Johnson.
Okay, I'll just do Iceman and Maverick as Samuel L. Jackson.
It works.
You two motherfuckers really are cowboys. What's your motherfucking problem, Kazansky?
I like that one.
You're motherfucking everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you, motherfucker, because you're dangerous.
That's right. I am dangerous.
That's right, Iceman.
Sorry, I missed it.
I am motherfucking dangerous. I don't know why I did the sex voice for that, because
it's Tom Cruise.
Maybe it works. Well, you know, if you're 5'4 and Tom Cruise, you get laid.
Hmm. Katie Holmes, hello. Mm. You could do the I Feel the Need.
I don't think Tom Cruise is really that sexy, though.
Not even back then? 1986? No. Really?
He's okay.
Have you seen Top Gun?
There's just a lot
No.
better looking guys out there than Tom Cruise.
Okay.
And he's just got an ego.
And Jeff and I are two of them. But have you seen Top Gun?
Actually, I don't think I've watched it all the way through. Don't even. You're about to cuss me out. I can see it coming.
How did she get invited?
She's my friend.
That's right.
I don't know if you noticed, I had a thing about Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Does she know my dog's name?
Maverick.
Maverick, yes. And I have a t-shirt with the Maverick helmet on it. And I have a t-shirt with an Iceman helmet on it.
Oh my goodness.
And I have the original album, or original motion picture soundtrack.
With Kenny fucking Loggins?
With Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
What was that? Was that Katie?
No.
That was me. I don't know where it came from.
Your little tummy. Your little tummy, Jeffy.
Yeah, it might have been.
And kids in your phones. Always looking at them.
Oh, I was looking up more Top Gun quotes, but I'm done.
Oh, talk to me, Goose.
He's got them all.
Yeah, I mean, you could do them.
I don't even need them on here.
I mean, you could just start saying them, and I'll just add a motherfucker in there, and that's Samuel L. Jackson.
It's one of my faves.
It's a great movie.
I'm thinking about getting that as a custom license plate for my Harley Need for Speed. Just, I don't know.
Speaking of that...
Or Iceman, maybe.
Speaking of Harleys, I was telling her earlier that I've had an interesting last couple days, and I'll get to today later, but yesterday, my neighbor...
All my troubles.
No, they're still here.
Sorry.
They weren't that far away.
Okay.
My neighbor's name is Charlie, and I see this lady out in his front yard, like, taking pictures and stuff, and, like, I pulled into the garage and shut it, and I'm watching my sister and parents' dog, and, like, I hear the doorbell ring, and I peek out the window, and it's this lady, so I open it, calm the dogs down. She's like, "Hey, do you know Charlie?" I'm like, "I mean, I know who he is. We don't fucking hang out." She goes, "Well, do you know if he lives here?" I'm like, "As far as I know, I don't keep track of him." She goes, "Does this job take him, you know, to different places? Because I've been here the last several days and he hadn't been here." I was like, "I don't even know what he fucking does."
Sounds like she's casing the place or something. She's gonna rob this guy.
She was like, "Well, does he have a Harley Davidson?" I said, "He has a motorcycle. I don't know what it is, or he did. I don't keep track of him." She was like, "Do you mind if I use your name to say that, for my company to say that, you know, Charlie lives here?" I was like, "Fuck no," and shut the door in her face.
She wasn't very good looking, was she?
No, but I'm thinking it was some, like, financial thing.
Yeah, it sounds like it's getting repoed, or maybe, has he been married? Do you know that? No, you don't know anything about him.
No, I really don't. I know one thing about him. Saved it.
Oh, hold on. High five.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Back in my, well, I don't know any other way to put it, but back in my pothead days.
You were saving potheads, right?
Yeah. He asked me if I knew where to get any, and I was like, no.
Yeah, I think you told me that story.
It's like, never heard of this stuff. Don't know what you're talking about.
Pot's like you cooking, right? You had a pot on your head.
Yeah, or like a plant. That you put a plant in.
You were making rope, I think, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Hemp rope, I think, is exactly. You were making those sandals, weren't you? You bastard.
Now you know my feelings about fucking hemp sandals. Well, just sandals. I call them Jesus walkers.
Yeah. You don't like sandals?
I don't like Tevas.
Tevas and Chacos.
Oh. Yeah, and the ones I call Jesus walkers, like the rope ones that, like, Jesus wore back in his day that people still wear.
That's historically accurate.
You don't like them on you or on anybody?
Anybody would piss me off. In fact, on my grind, my gears, I do have Tevas again for, like, the 10th time.
He does like Tevas when someone's wearing them with socks, though. Also Birkenstocks with socks.
Which I wonder if Cornell's ever worn those socks you got him.
I hope so.
Those are awesome.
I'll be offended if he hasn't worn them. Yeah, you should find out what kind of Harley he has. Maybe I want it.
He's a really cool guy. Like I really do like him. He asks me every New Year's. He throws a party and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna have adult beverages if you want to come over."
I like him just because he does that.
Yeah.
Because that's what I call them, tasty adult beverages. I'm going to fix myself a tasty adult beverage.
He is a really cool guy, but I'm not the type of dude that's going to narc someone out if someone's trying to possibly repo something.
Yeah, that's weird. That's really weird. Yeah, don't get involved. It might not. I don't even know if she can actually legally do that and ask you about it.
Well, she got the door in her face, so.
Yep. Not the first time.
Nope. If she comes back, she'll get it again. Along with some more words.
Hey, words are good.
Words of kindness and love that I share with people.
Just honesty is key in any relationship.
Yep.
And you were honest with her. So she should respect that.
Yeah, some people don't appreciate my honesty.
I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
It's important.
I'm one of those people, if you don't want to know, don't ask.
Yeah. It's getting hot in here.
But not like Nelly.
Maybe. We turned the air conditioning off because it was making a lot of noise coming through the microphonos.
It was making more noise than we were.
Yeah. Now, my computer's making a lot of noise. I'm going to turn it off.
Dude, it's cool. It's whatever. I mean, who knows when Cornell will actually help me out with...
Never. We're going to have to kidnap his dog or something.
Yeah. I'll pick up his car and walk off with it because it's small. What's he have again?
What, his car?
Yeah.
The Veloster.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was distracted.
Yeah, I can't jerk like I just did right then too much again because it hurts my back.
What?
Well, you know I hurt my back, right?
Yeah. But what were you doing?
I jerked.
Yeah.
Not off, just jerked.
Okay.
So today I got my first ever massage from a masseuse.
Really? Was it a giant German woman named Helga?
No.
A Swedish woman named Olga?
Nope.
Was it a dude?
No.
Okay.
You can request, and I was like, definitely a chick.
Yeah, definitely a chick.
Okay, so let me put it this way. It was like hands of God. And this chick, this is the only way I can explain her. I will never say anything bad about her.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say she had a good personality.
Nice. There you go.
You can read in between the lines there.
That's all right. She had good hands, right? Her hands are amazing. That's a nice gesture. I think it's your computer, actually. It's making all the noise, not mine.
It is.
Yeah. I just turned mine off. Jeez.
Sorry.
That's all right. I don't need to do anything. I'll look at porn after you guys.
But I was so, like, literally at one point I had to stop myself from drooling.
Yeah, that's what I hear. We keep trying to get our boss to be like, hey, we just need to take a company spa day and just all go get a massage. Of course, I would be a pain because I've got so many knots in my back and everything.
Yeah, you know what she said? She said to me, she goes, you have a lot of knots. Do you work hard? And I was like, can we record that so I can tell my boss?
Yeah, exactly. It's from the gym.
As you can see, I work out. I'm a whole 120.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my back is probably just horrible.
But she was really cool. Like I enjoyed her. She was a nice, nice young lady.
In fact, of course, you know, and of course I would lie about it. But excuse me, my back is probably so bad. I probably do need a huge guy to come. Like, really dig into it. Or a huge woman. I don't want to be sexist here.
Let me tell you, like, this place is so, like, on point. Like, they've got heated beds.
Oh, man.
Like, it was so good, dude. I bought a year-long membership.
Nice. See if you like, can get a guest membership.
Well, I think I can allow guests every once in a while. It'll still cost, but it'll be cheaper than it would be.
Nice.
But this chick, they'll do... I mean, pretty much, like, there's, like, you know, 87 different kind of massages, but you can choose, like, where you're uncomfortable. Like, she actually massaged my ass, and it was fantastic.
Uncomfortable everywhere except...
except in this general area. No, but, like, you can do, like, a light pressure, medium, or deep tissue. I did medium, and it was absolutely perfect.
I'll try it. Maybe I should try medium, but I probably need a deep tissue.
The only reason I did medium is because my lower back hurts so bad. I didn't want her to push down on it and me, like, elbow her in the throat.
Yeah, you should probably not do deep tissue right away.
Maybe.
It's pretty intense.
And it'd be hurt.
Do a regular one?
She would know.
Yeah.
Because she's Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is, and you can imagine probably what my face looked like. No, this is after. Well, probably at the time. But the lady afterwards, the lady that checked me out or whatever when I was done, had me pay and sold me on the membership, was like, you know you can get facials here, too. And I was like, no, thank you. I'm a dude. Straight dude.
Give them. I don't get them.
Yeah. Is that appropriate? Something I only
get. Is that appropriate? We're offending What did I say your name was? Katsura's honor here. Mm-hmm. I sang all these things, horrible things.
Yeah.
We hear a lot of things.
Yeah, she's probably heard worse.
I hear things.
Just pretend that we don't.
I'm going to go get another drink. You guys keep on going.
Or we can just pause it and I can delete it out later.
Whatever you want. I don't have to be here for this.
Well, it's easier the more people, just because there's not as much empty silence.
Well, if so would talk a little more, what? There wouldn't be so much empty silence.
Okay, we'll talk. You go get you a...
adult beverage?
Yeah, adult tasty beverage.
A tasty adult beverage, yeah. I shall return quickly.
I don't believe you. Are your ears all, like, ringing and shit?
My ears are all, like, ringy. I don't know
what my paper was. Hey, why... I've always wanted to ask, why are those pins up there?
It's everywhere me and... or my dad and I have been. Mostly him.
Wow. It's a lot.
I don't see Mexico. Are you racist?
It's on the other map.
No. Oh. I don't see Africa. Are you racist?
Yep.
But yeah, that chick was awesome.
That's pretty amazing.
I can't believe I bought a year membership. But you know what? No, it was no, what's it called? Membership fee. Because they signed me up for free to, you know, that's how they get you. Mm-hmm. But by signing up for the membership, each time I do it, mm-hmm. it's $30 cheaper than if I were just to go randomly.
So do you have to do so many a year?
No, because my credits roll over.
Cool.
Yeah.
So really, it's just free and cheaper. So
and it gives me more of a reason to go back and be like...
Yeah, I need to do that.
I think I'm sold.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, I was skeptical. And I was actually nervous. I was like, what if she touches my pee-pee?
What if she asks you to roll over and you're a full mass?
Yeah, she did ask me to roll over, but I was okay.
Like, I feel like you need to experience one, Brandon.
Even if you weren't, you know...
I wouldn't have cared.
She wouldn't have been able to tell.
See, the thing is like, you tell her what areas you especially want worked on, and, like, I'll be honest, if a semi-attractive girl mm-hmm. will massage my hands, I will probably fucking marry him right then.
Yeah.
This chick massaged my hands, and that's when I almost drooled.
Yeah, it's it's quite an experience. I do like that, actually.
Like your that, feet?
No, I...
I'm not a fan of that.
What?
Yeah.
Nope, that was what? The one place I put I was uncomfortable. That's I was like, weird. Don't get near my feet.
Why is that weird?
It just is. I don't
do
like
you know
my...
How, do you know how much stuff is affected by your feet? How many pressure points are there?
Walking.
I thought it was good. I let her rub my ass. I mean, she should have paid me.
Yes, but there's not... I mean, there's not a whole lot of pressure points there. There are some. Okay, but...
I just... Honest to God, I don't even like touching my own feet.
Yeah,
I'm just
I don't like
people.
My own feet either.
What?
So they're not weird. Gross or anything. I just don't like it.
You guys know what you're missing.
Maybe I'll get just drunk and go and be like, touch my feet.
Like... Like, she got me right here, like a pressure point right here, and my toes curled. Not bullshitting.
Sploosh. Like, it's amazing. Yeah, I've had my hands massaged before, and it is quite glorious.
It is.
Mm. Like, whenever I can't sleep, if I'm dating someone, I'm like, press here as hard as you can, and I'll be out in like 2 minutes.
That's me in my head. Mm.
But if I do it, I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not the same. It's like you can't tickle yourself or whatever. It's impossible. It's physically impossible.
I'm not even going to go there. Yeah.
No, I kind of want to know.
Remember Robert's name?
Yeah.
We'll just leave it there. It's not the same.
Gotcha. Got to copy that. Oh, I'm back, by the way.
Hey, Brandon's back.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Most of them are where he's been. But then the map that's been in my living room for the past however many months is the world map. And so it has the international ones on there. It used to be right here behind me, but since I put these floating bookshelves up, I had to take it down.
Which are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And he has not taken it. I'm planning on taking it to the lake and that. To the lake house.
We need to go record a podcast there.
Let's do it. We should go. I'm going to go up next weekend. But you probably have to work, don't you?
Yeah. Unless I hurt my back again.
Just tell me you need another week off.
I swear, that doctor probably would have given me 2 weeks off.
Get us. Go back and be like, I need another week off.
I'll hurt my back. Yep. Again,
I'm gonna ride up there
with the ladies.
I think I'm gonna take the doggy up there.
Yeah,
see what he thinks of the lake life.
I bet he'll love it.
He probably will. He'll like the deer. I think he'll like the deer.
And those deer are cool. They walk right up to you.
Yep.
Okay, quick change of topic before I forget.
Before we get too excited about the massage discussion.
Dude, I could talk about that for an hour.
I can hear about it for an hour.
We're going to do my grind my gears.
Sounds good.
I'm explaining to whatever the hell he named her. I just call her Katie.
Katsasura. We call her Katie for sure.
Yeah. Grind my gears are things that piss me off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty random. Some of them are funny, some of them aren't. Mm. It's life.
Mm. And if you have some, go ahead and...
Yeah, if you have things that irritate you, even if it's not funny. I mean, like I've said, plenty of stuff that's not funny, but I just keep going. Eventually, one will make someone laugh. Yeah,
I think most of them are funny. Or mm-hmm. I agree with most of them also.
So we're going to start it off. And I'm so pissed off because every time I say this, I need to start bringing my glasses. Because I'm like...
It grinds my gears because you don't bring your glasses.
It grinds mine too.
I don't have any. I have some safety glasses and sunglasses. Will those help?
Nope.
Okay. Then, well, sorry.
Katie, save me.
Welcome.
All right.
Another high five.
Here we go. Church camp sandals. Tevas, pretty much.
Yes. My sister is guilty of wearing those, and I make fun of her for it. But
you know what? I still like your sister, even though she wears Tevas.
Yeah, I do too.
She's all right. She makes good cupcakes.
She'll correct you that they're not Tevas, they're Chacos. Because apparently that's a big deal. But they're not Tevas, they're Chacos.
They're both still look dumb.
Yeah, I give them to Maverick to bite and chew on. He loves them.
Okay, when you do something awesome and no one sees it.
I like the hole-in-one I made the other day. No one was there to see it.
Or that hot chick that hit on me.
Yep.
Didn't happen. The world.
Pretty much sums it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wasted talent.
Yeah.
Oh, specifically?
Yeah, just in general, like, when someone's good at something and they just don't do shit with it, like, and this is going to sound arrogant as hell, but I feel like that about this, a podcast, mm-hmm. doing podcasts. I feel like it about, like, guys that are really good at basketball end up going to jail that could be in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Or singers that are fantastic, but, you know, they become a heroin addict.
Yep.
It irritates me to no end.
It is the truth.
Wasted air. There's a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are a lot of people that waste a lot of air. They shouldn't breathe it. Jokes that go over people's heads. I shouldn't say the jokes, but the actual people that it goes over their heads. Because I'm like, really?
Sometimes it's funny to watch them not get it, because then you're just like, wow, you're an idiot. And you kind of get some sort of
satisfaction.
Joy out of it, yeah.
Yeah, I always enjoy making people feel dumb.
Yeah, it's always a good feeling.
Yeah. Chicks that don't give head.
That's true.
That's just disrespectful.
It's totally. I groom for a reason, okay?
Head cases.
It doesn't even have to be good.
No.
It's okay. Move on. Head cases. Head cases, yes.
When a purse doesn't match my shoes. You can relate, right?
I can't even. OMG. I can't even. Hashtag what?
I mean, we're really about being colorful in our culture, though, so it doesn't have to match.
You wear those wooden sandals, right?
and she did take
only
them off.
When I'm in training. Only when I'm in training.
Okay.
You have any rice?
Could use some sushi right now.
Listen.
See, I don't even know what this means, but I'll say it. Squeezing doors.
What?
Squeezing doors?
Like, did you accidentally delete out of there?
don't know.
I'm running through every possibility in my head of squeezing doors. Like, is the door squeezing
revolving
me?
Doors?
Maybe it was autocorrect and I was trying to do squeaking doors.
It could be. Could be. That makes more sense. I like squeaking or squeezing doors.
I hate them. When you squeeze them, they don't squeeze back.
Seriously.
It's like, I'm showing you love here. Can I get some back? Locked doors.
Locked doors suck, yeah.
Chastity belts. belts you need to make one more hole for so they fit.
Yep.
That donut holes are expensive.
And also not holes at all.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Expensive anything except hookers.
Hookers.
That's okay.
I saw that coming.
Wow.
No one likes a cheap hooker.
Hookers that charge more than they're worth.
Yep.
Worthless people. People that lack common sense. Pennies. When someone pays for something that's not cheap with all change.
Oh, I do have a story to tell about that. There was one example of... She's making a lot of noise.
Sorry.
One example where it was actually good. My boss's son got detention. I can't remember what it was for. He goes to Bishop Kelly. And so...
Probably pretty easy to get detention there.
Yeah, I can't remember what he did. He left school early or something. And so he gets detention. He gets fined $20.
What?
Yeah. You get fined $20 if you get detention. Which is, like, really? You're going to... You know, granted, they're, you know, most... I'd hate to generalize, but most people who go to these schools probably have the money, okay? Well, my boss told him, no, I'm not giving you the money, so you go do it yourself. So, my boss's son went to the bank and got $20 worth of pennies and paid his fine in pennies.
Good for him.
The school principal called my boss and to complain, like, your son, you know, the whole thing. He got detention and was fined $20, and he paid in pennies, and that's disrespectful, blah, blah, blah. And my boss was like, did you get your $20? Yeah. All right. Conversation over. That's it, you know. First of all, it's ridiculous that you're charging a kid $20 because he got detention. Oh. Second of all, did you get it? Yeah. So then what's the issue? Well, it's disrespectful. No.
What is that? Like,
I think it's all right.
There was one time, somebody posted on YouTube or something, this guy got a traffic ticket. So he got all $1 bills and made them into pigs, I believe, and put them in a donut box. Awesome. When he went to pay. And he slid it through. They didn't like that very much, and they wouldn't accept it, actually.
It's
but
money.
He paid it.
Yeah.
So.
That's the one. There's an exception to every rule. That's the exception, Jeff. So.
I agree.
Paying for things in change.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. When you're changing and someone walks in, you know, you get that first reaction of like, oh, shit, you know, someone just walked in.
Depends on who walks in.
All right.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Touch your screen, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Oh.
So I blew something up. when it's not football season.
Yeah.
It is now. It's back.
When your pretty favorite close. Player retires or loses a step.
That is true.
Or gets injured.
Yep.
And is out for 8 to 12 weeks.
Yep.
Who are you talking about?
Molina.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
I'm so sad.
I'm sorry.
When you get stepped on by a fat ass.
He's probably chasing something, like a hamburger or something.
When a chick has a fat ass, but not the good kind.
Not the mix-a-lot kind.
Yeah. Have some Mexicans name their kid Jesus. I'm sorry, Jesus.
No, I still call him Jesus.
Oh.
When nothing's on TV... being bored when karate experts break boards.
Why?
I don't know. I want cement. I want something worthwhile.
You can do that too.
You have offended Katura. Katasura. Sorry, I got your name wrong.
Circus freaks. Clowns. Muslims. The Red Sox. When Harry met Sally. Wiggers. Chiggers. Working indoors when it's hot out.
Working indoors when it's hot out?
When it's nice out,
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
I was kind of looking at the next one. Hot dogs.
Mm. I had a good hot dog the other day. I paid $5 to... This is another throwback to Cordell. Paid $5 to put a wiener in my mouth, and it was awesome. It had chili and cheese and onions and jalapenos, and it was good. It was at a Driller's game, so of course it tastes better there.
Sleepyhead by Passion Pit.
I have not heard that.
We're going to play it after this.
Agreed. I agree to those terms.
Ooh, when people make the heart symbol with their hands and fingers. You know what I'm talking about?
That's so cute.
I want to do it right now, but I'm holding it. Yeah.
It hurts me.
OMG, I can't even. Hashtag love.
The DQ S'mores Blizzard commercials.
Yeah, have you tried one, though?
It sounds disgusting.
They're delicious. I don't even like s'mores, and they are
I don't like chocolate.
Delicious.
I can't have ice cream.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
But the commercials piss me off. Like, I would seriously punch a baby giraffe. Was it a hot dog?
No, it wasn't, Jeff. Hmm. That's later.
Oh, okay.
And there's also a clown on his koozie over there.
Oh, yeah. What the hell, man?
It's just disturbing you.
I didn't even think about that. It was from a Halloween party.
Yeah.
You full-on just hate clowns?
Yeah.
Like, just always?
Yeah, they're freaky.
They're a little freaky. Why do you have the koozie, then?
This was my boss's wife's company. She does a Halloween party every year.
Ah.
And so everyone got these koozies. I thought it was my Crawdaddy's koozie.
The one song from Frozen?
Jeff.
Which one?
Just Let It Go. Jeff.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's a bad song. I just heard it way too much.
They play it a lot. I've seen that movie about 6 times. And I'm not ashamed of it, though.
Heartburn.
Hmm.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Lame-ass beats.
Yeah.
Agreed. That was one. That was a good example.
The Hand Jive.
What?
Oh my gosh, grease is where it's at. I'm telling you.
The only grease I like is on hamburgers.
Pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. Inappropriate high fives.
Like, example?
Hey, your mom just died. That'd be inappropriate.
Okay, yeah. I would never do that. I only high five when it's appropriate. Like, when you save the screen,
mm-hmm.
That was appropriate.
Damn.
Can you check that?
Yeah.
She's learning.
Wax beards or mustaches.
Yeah.
The Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pretty much anything Oprah Winfrey does.
Yeah.
Big wigs. Electronic dance music. Techno. A bad high.
I played some EDM earlier. He probably was cussing himself.
When the fuzz pull you over.
The fuzz.
When you zip up your penis in your jeans.
Easy to do. Unless you don't have one. And it's very difficult to do.
Yeah.
When you have to pee so bad your balls hurt. You feel like throwing up and you have a headache all at once. And then when you do pee your balls hurt like Mike Tyson... Went 12 rounds on him.
I've never experienced that. I'm sorry. It's never been that bad.
Having an erection in jeans, sweats, or gym sports shorts.
Especially the cotton ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that sucks. Oh, I'm not standing up. No, I don't need to stand up. I'm good. Thank you.
Let me see. How Ricky and Boys in the Hood didn't zig and zag when he was running from the dude with the shotgun.
Seriously.
He ran in a straight line.
Easy. Evasive maneuvers. Zig and zag.
That's why his ass got capped. And this is my final one. Having a mosquito bite and a sunburn on the same area.
Oh, at least you won't scratch, or hopefully not. You shouldn't, anyway.
That's what I consider partial hell.
Yeah. I agree with all of those things.
And jock itch. We'll just throw that in there. Every grind of my gears, I'm just going to throw jock itch in there.
You should throw that in there.
Or swamp ass. Either one.
Jock itch is much worse than swamp ass.
Yeah. Okay. All I have left, we're at 56 minutes, but that's probably a little over since that like minute we had of whatever that bullshit was at the first.
Testing. Not the testing. Not the cool testing, but the actual legitimate testing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you delete the part where I left, because then what's the point? I'm just kidding.
That's a good point.
I kind of want to see what that was that just drove by.
So, I've got two open letters. I don't know if they're mean or not, probably, knowing me.
Can we do another Katie question real quick?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Favorite sushi?
Rainbow.
Rainbow. Okay. She doesn't know anything about sushi, does she?
No.
I'm questioning whether she actually is Japanese or not.
I just started eating sushi, just so you know.
You mean like making it, right?
Oh, I can make it. It's not my job. I just throw my pole in the pond and pull it out and say, here you go.
I like sushi. I haven't had sushi in a while.
We went for your birthday a couple of years ago.
I know. My birthday's coming up again.
Should do something. Are we going to get wild and rape and pillage?
Probably going to get white girl wasted. And maybe rape and pillage.
Cool.
And plunder.
What's that? We're going to ride their women and rape their horses? What was that off of? Was it Blazing sure. Saddles?
It could be Blazing Saddles. That's a safe bet.
I love that movie.
It is fantastic. Have you seen Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about the... I actually knew these people. Well, I knew them through my Uncle Jeff. Way back when, high school, I guess. I worked at Reeser's.
The movie place, right?
And the movie place, yeah. And this woman and her daughter come up. I think they're Korean, maybe.
Mm.
Come up, and they ask me, you know, do you have a copy of Blazing Saddles? And I'm like, do you even know what you're talking about here? Do you know what you're getting into? And they're like, oh, yeah, we've seen it so many times. We love it. And I'm like, cool. Yeah, we have it over here. It's just like, at first, I'm like, ooh. I hope they know what they're getting into.
See, that's funny. I wouldn't have said anything. I would have been like, yeah, it's right over here. Enjoy.
Well, it's because I knew them. And I would have felt sorry. I would have felt bad.
All right. Damn it. Every time. If it's not the computer, it's my phone. Right when I'm about to read.
Hey.
All right. This is an open letter to the wasp that just went all apeshit crazy like on my legs.
An actual insect flying wasp. Not a...
Yes, several.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
If that's what it was a really odd experience.
Wow.
Yeah. They look a little different.
It happens.
Okay, here we go. Hey, fucking wasp or yellow jackets that stung me. Fuck you. I was just mowing a lawn. It was 3 p.m. It wasn't like you were asleep. I hope your stinger gets stuck in a block of wood and some psychopath kid pulls your wings off and tortures you.
Burn.
I enjoyed spraying a whole bottle of wasp spray and watching you die slowly. I'm going mafia style on your ass. If I see your cousin, your mama, your in-law, your brother, your friend's friend, or even a bitch wasp that you have a crush on, I will torture and kill them. I hope a spider or a lizard makes you as bitch today. Fucking stupid insects. I hope your stinger shrinks and all the females laugh at how small it is.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you remember Dylan? You remember Dylan from that night?
My birthday party
had the mohawk.
He had like the, yeah.
So we were painting this house, or preparing it to paint. So we had to go up and put caulking everywhere and scrape old paint off and stuff like that.
Got
to
put the caulk up.
Yeah, lots of caulk. We had our hands in lots of caulk. And so he was doing a dormer. You know, a little window that comes out of the roof line and just got swarmed by wasps. He got stung like a couple dozen times. I mean, it was insane. And so once we all started getting up there and doing it, we started running into them. So we wore belts that we tucked the wasp killer into. And I think we counted over 200 wasps that we killed in a couple of days.
Because they've been a huge nest, man.
It was, apparently it was. We never saw it just because it was up in the, where you couldn't see behind the soffit or whatever.
Jeez.
But they'd come out, they'd all funnel out of one spot, so all you had to do was spray that one spot when they came out. and then they would just fall down the roof and, you know, start rolling down the roof. And so we would sweep them up and count them as we did it. Yeah, it was over 200 some.
Yeah, I have tattoos and needles don't generally bother me, but that's the first time I've ever got stung, and I got stung like multiple times. It wasn't like one sting and I'm good.
Yeah, knock on wood, I've never been stung by a wasp.
And let me tell you, it's like, it's not the worst pain ever, but it sure doesn't fucking tickle.
Yeah.
But like at first you're just like, ah, damn it. And you want to watch it die slowly. And you kind of want it to hurt.
Let's set him on fire.
Yeah. Next time. If I see his cousin or his mama.
Take him out.
Yeah. Okay, I've got one more open letter, and then unless there's anything else, we can close it down.
Is it storming outside? Is it supposed to storm?
I think so. I thought I heard some thunder.
Yeah, I heard thunder. I just got a text message about someone. Oh, a significant weather advisory. That's one of my favorites. Significant weather.
Oh, that's good.
What does that even mean, significant?
It's pretty bad.
Well, it's not very bad. It's just significant. It's only a 30% chance, right? Someone's just whining.
Okay. Here's my second open letter for the night.
Open letter duh.
Hey, guy that I don't know your name from receiving. Don't ever cut the same box I am at the other end like some Lady and the Tramp shit. That's gayer than Elton John on ecstasy watching gay dudes wearing banana hammocks.
Eiffel Tower.
Should have shanked you with my knife. You're the type of dude that claims you got your dick wet, but it wasn't from making the sex, it was from taking a shower a month ago. You have the first copy of Playgirl magazine. You probably own several rechargeable dildos.
He probably has one on right now.
Oh my goodness.
Is that the end of it?
That's it.
I miss your old sign off after your open letters.
Oh, this is Jeff signing off with a. This is Jeff saying. What did.
Yeah, I think this is Jeff signing off with a big.
Oh, fuck you. Wasp and Lady and the Tramp guy.
Oh, Lady and the Tramp was. It's too romantic. It's got to be something else.
I mean, and the worst thing, he made eye contact. I'm sitting there cutting. I look up. He's like,
"Oh, nice."
Mm-hmm. I was like, "Dude,
it's like that thing."
Take me to dinner first.
I sent you about how to eat a banana.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go over some of these books?
Oh yeah.
Maybe Katie will take an interest in some of these these books.
I don't know.
They're just. Random books?
They're random. They're pretty random.
They're sure the fuck random.
Here's one. Still stripping after 25 years.
Do you mind?
Quilt in a day. No, go for it.
Do you mind? Do you mind? I don't care.
The Big Book of Lesbian Horse Stories. When these sapphic sisters saddle up, ecstasy is only a hoofbeat away.
That I might read.
Here's one. Games you can play with your pussy. And lots of other stuff cat owners should know.
Wow.
Here's another one. Jeff, you might like this one. Make your own sex toys. 50 quick and easy projects with step-by-step pictures.
I already have it.
A practical guide to a better love life. The guy on the cover, I mean, it's an illustration, but he looks kind of weird. And is he using wood? Because... that can't be comfortable.
He might get a splinter. I'm thinking splinters. Kind of looks like Al Borland.
That looks like a pumpkin there on the right side.
What would
you do
with a pumpkin? That's what I want to know.
Here's one.
Actually, I don't want to know.
Here's one. Down-home gynecology. I kind of like that one.
See, people that make that joke, like guys are like, I want to be a gynecologist. I'm like, yeah, wait till all the STD bitches come in.
No, you don't want to be that.
I had a friend in college who had a shirt that said recreational gynecologist. Here we go. This is one for Cordell, maybe. Castration, the advantages and the disadvantages.
I don't see any advantages to that.
I'm Victor T. Cheney.
Maybe if you had, like, pee-pee cancer, I'd be the only...
What's Shat That? A Pocket Guide to Poop Identity. Did you... I don't even understand this one. The joy of uncircumcising. Restore your birthright and maximize sexual pleasure. By Jim Bigelow, PhD.
Bigelow? That's fantastic.
Uncircumcising?
Yes. Reversing the process.
Nice.
Wait, you can reverse it?
Apparently so. I'm like,
I don't know. Just,
oh my gosh. I'm going to have fucking nightmares about that.
Here we go. How to make money in your spare time. I think I showed Jeff this. How to make money in your spare time.
Wait. That's what I do. Fat and whore myself. To fat women.
This one's horrible. Oh. The best dad is a good lover.
What? Oh, that's bad.
I think it means something else.
Oh, I'm sure it does. It always reminds me
of a Family Guy when Stewie's like, you know, two guys just trying to take over the world. You know, sometimes make out.
Getting Jesus in the mood.
That's just wrong.
That is wrong.
The Beginner's Guide to Sex in the Afterlife. An exploration of the extraordinary potential of sexual energy.
Is that some Muslim shit? Because aren't you supposed to get like 40 kind of virgins?
I feel like.
Bomb-proof your horse.
That has to be for like Saudi Arabian shit.
Teach your horse to be competent, obedient, and safe no matter what you encounter. Like a bomb.
Makes sense.
I'm not even going to read that one.
Not bad, huh?
Here we go. This is a good one. Natural bust enlargement with total mind power. How to use the other 90% of your mind to increase the size of your breasts. Does it work on other people? That's what I want to know. It reminds me of that Lucy, the movie. Not that Scarlett Johansson needs any help.
I might love her a little bit.
Maybe, yeah. And then lastly, how to avoid huge ships. Which is in its second edition of print, which means the first edition just flew off the shelves.
How to avoid huge ships?
Huge ships.
Open your fucking eyes?
Yeah. Sorry, I went back to the boob one because that was pretty awesome. But yeah, huge ships nice. Like that. How do you... I don't need to read that book. I've spent my whole life avoiding them, apparently. Except that those cruises I went
that
on.
That must be a short book, like, use your fucking brain. Row the other way.
Get a huger ship? I don't know.
Yeah. Blow it up with your bazooka and horse-proof bomb-proof
well,
horse.
No, you ride your horse, your bomb-proof horse, to bomb the huge ship. Something like that.
Yeah, and I decided I don't like my my ending, so I just don't fucking have one now.
That's fine. We'll come up with another one.
But maybe, I will.
Maybe Katasura will have one.
But I am going to have an epic onesie collection one day.
I'll probably buy one. I want one that's like a Stormtrooper onesie.
I bet they have them.
Probably.
The footy pajamas?
Yeah. The ones with the backdoor hatch. If I ever get rich, I'm going to have the best collection in the world.
It's true. And I'm going to buy them so that I will contribute to that richness.
That, and I'm going to buy an island and fucking just leave. Leave and just have friends come out when they want to and everyone else can just eat a dick. Not mine, but one.
Yeah, some of your friends of mine. Not me.
Right.
Obviously. No homo.
I'm just slightly homo, just on certain days. Only, usually Saturday nights.
Only for Cordell. Do you have anything? What?
No, I'm just listening.
Katsusura almost fell out of her chair. She's been drinking so much sake all night long. That's why she's been so quiet.
Is that... Yeah. That's a Lionel Richie song, isn't it?
What?
All night long.
All night long.
Yeah.
I actually have that on my playlist if you'd like to hear it later.
I do, and I also wish he still had his jerry curl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need to look up, I don't know why I'm saying this on the show, but we need to look up John Legend singing Lionel Richie. Or did you?
No, I didn't.
It was pretty good.
And, dude, I meant to bring you your Pearl Jam ticket.
Oh, I meant to bring you the money for it, so we're even.
Totally going to make out with Eddie Vedder.
Mm.
He's dreamy.
I'm going to make out with...
You don't know any of their other names.
Mike McCready. He's the lead guitarist. The lead guitarist. Okay. Mike McCready. And the other one is Stone Gossard. He's the other
See, I don't know any of their names except for Eddie Vedder.
Yeah. Jeff Dement is the bass player. And I don't know who the drummer is because it changed a couple times, I think. Maybe. Maybe
is I'm it like the Beach band. Boys who had like 78 different drummers because they all die?
No, I don't think so. It might be the same drummer.
The Beach Boys, actually, one of their drummers died because he got killed in quicksand.
Really?
Yep. I mean, I'm not kidding. They've had like 15 different drummers.
I believe it. Yeah. That's the thing. I was talking about that with someone. Like when the Beach Boys go on tour now, you know, it's not the same people. There's like one person maybe still alive.
Brian Wilson.
Yeah. And he's just hanging on.
Yeah, by a thread.
He is barely hanging on.
It's funny that like two of the biggest potheads still tour just as much as anyone, like Willie Nelson and Tom Petty. Yeah.
I would like to go see Tom Petty, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, I looked up Ringo Starr tickets.
Yeah.
You know the cheapest ones were $80?
I believe that.
And I'm like, John and Paul are going to be there? Yeah. George going to be there?
Yeah.
You have two good songs, and that was with the Beatles.
You should add that to your grind your gears.
It is. Yeah. Fuck you, Ringo Starr. Starr with two R's at the end. What the hell is that all about?
I don't know. I guess, you know, what they say.
You know what? But like I said before, I would still be okay being the crappiest fucking Beatle there is.
What do they say? That was Ringo Starr the worst drummer in the world? Or and they say something like he wasn't even the worst drummer in the Beatles or something like that. I can't remember. I don't remember what the line is. We'll research that and we'll get it right the next episode.
Or we'll forget about it and not talk about it ever again.
Maybe Katsusura will remind us.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
She's smart. She's Japanese.
Yeah.
By the way,
I've got some math homework on hand.
Could you help me fix my computer? It's running a little slow.
Asian jokes are funny.
Tell you what I don't want you to do is drive my car. Good night, everybody.
Drops the mic. I'll end with this story, and I've told it before, but there was one time, there's a four-way stop right before my street, and it was green in my way, and I started going, and there's an Asian family.
Wait, what kind of stop was it?
Four-way.
Giggity.
Yeah.
I just threw you off, sorry.
But this Asian couple, like, kept going and stopped in the middle of the road and then did this at me. They went, so what I do?
Hey, guy.
I greeted them the American way. I was like...
You told them they were number one?
Yep. I was actually told them they were number two.
Horrible.
But yeah, since I don't have a sweet ending anymore, like, don't get anything on you.
Yeah, keep your eyes open. We'll think of something there.
Yeah.
Katsusura?
Mm-hmm.
What?
What?
Do you have anything to say?
No.
Any words of advice or departure?
Did you have fun or did it suck?
Yeah. No, it was fun.
Yeah. You have to come back because you didn't say hardly anything.
I'll talk more next time.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just the first experience, you know.
First time is always a little, you're not sure, but you kind of like it, but you're kind of like, that was kind of tough.
I remember our first time when we did the podcast. We were all like, wait, are we going to start now?
When we did the podcast. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, not
sure
the first.
We've had a lot of firsts together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First time we saw you two was together.
Yeah, first time. First and only time we saw you two and Black Eyed Peas. First time we saw Fergie together. It was quite an experience.
Oh, Fergie and a bunch of guys.
Weird dudes.
Like she was Apple, hot. Dean. Oh, yeah, he sucked.
I like
Willie. No. Douche. No, he's horrible.
The Black Eyed Peas sucked. Even Fergie sucked. At least she was somewhat hot.
At least she looked good.
Apple looked like a freaking dildo with an Adam's apple.
Yeah, and some hair. Yeah, well. All right. Shall we sign off?
Yep, we're done, bitches.
All right. For Jeffy, Katsusura, or Katie. For all you Americans. And me. Do we ever say what my name is?
I called you Brandon earlier.
Oh, crap. Everyone forget that. All right.
Do you have one of those Men in Black things where they...
do it over the airways?
Yeah.
I wish. The less people know about me, the better.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's go watch some Saved by the Bell.
Let's go watch some Saved by the Bell. And we'll talk to you next time.